بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسول كريم. اللهم ألهمنا مراشدنا وعذنا من شرور أنفسنا، أما بعد. In the narration of Tirmidhi, Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu says, كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يدخر شيئا غد. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم would never unnecessarily store things for the next day. Meaning he wouldn't amass, he wouldn't hoard things. Today with modern amenities, this has become the norm of our times. It's no longer shopping for the day, shopping for the week, but rather it's shopping for the month or shopping for many months on end. Like one of my teachers mentioned once, that it's refrigerator in the insan ko bakhil bana diya. Today the refrigerator has made a human being extremely stingy. In the past, you had whatever food you had for the day, and whatever was left over at the end of the day, you took it and you gave it to those who were in need of it. But now it's let me put it in the refrigerator and I can store it for days and days on end. Unfortunately, how much of that ends up going to waste? Uwais Qarni rahmatullahi alayhi, the famous tabi'i, I'm sure we've heard his name in reference to the story of him, you know, serving his mother and not being able to go and meet the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and become a sahabi. It's mentioned about him that kana idha amsa tasaddaqa bima fi baytihi min al-fadl min al-ta'am wal-thiyam. ثم يقول اللهم من مات جوعا فلا تؤاخذني به اللهم من مات عريانا فلا تؤاخذني به. Every evening before going to bed, he would take whatever leftover food he had and he would give it to those who were in need. And then he would make dua to Allah that, Ya Allah, anyone who is dying out of hunger, please don't take me to task. For whatever I could do, whatever extra food I had, I gave it away. And then he would look into his closet and whatever extra surplus clothing he had, he would take it and he would donate it. And then he would say, Allahumma man mata uryanan fala tu'akhidhni bihi. Oh Allah, anyone who doesn't have clothes to clothe themselves with, Ya Allah, please don't hold me accountable, for I have done my part. So this is a beautiful habit for us to try and develop in this month of Ramadan, that whatever we don't need, whatever we are not using, we take it and we give it to those who are in need of it. We're not talking about what we need, what we are using, the food that you eat, the clothes that you wear. That is fine. What we are speaking about is the extra, things that we don't need, things that we don't use. For example, how many of us have clothes in our wardrobe that we haven't worn in years? How many of us have shoes that we haven't worn in decades? How many of our pantries, our garages are stocked with all these, you know, processed, packaged foods which have expiry dates for years in the future, many of which we don't even plan to consume? It's just going to expire and then you have to go take it out and toss it away. Rather than doing that, imagine if we could take all of that extra wealth that we have that Allah Ta'ala has given us and give it to those who are actually in need of it. If we all do this collectively and we remind others also, we spread this message, inshallah, together collectively, we can take a step towards ending global poverty. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and the understanding. In English they say, and I'll conclude with this, how strange is the world that we live in. The poor walk miles to find food, and the rich walk miles to digest their food. Jazakumullahu khaira wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.